The 71st Primetime Emmys are this Sunday in Los Angeles. It is the Oscars for TV shows, which look more like movies than ever before. And this Emmys will be the last chance for Game of Thrones to burn away the competition, but there are plenty of shows that could put up a fight. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to discuss. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, well, let's start with the drama category. Who could give Game of Thrones a run for its money in that category?
Game of Thrones is the undoubted favorite. It's the most nominated show.
Even though everybody hated the last season.
Even though a lot of people complained about the final season. But I think if it's not Game of Thrones, it will be Better Call Saul, which is a prequel of sorts of Breaking Bad, showing how this character, Saul Goodman, the lawyer for the main character in Breaking Bad, like how he became who he was. And I think we've even got a clip sort of showing how the show kind of rides this line between humor and drama. Let's check it out.
Sweetheart, I'm going to need one more form. DBA, because I'm not going to be practicing under the name McGill, so.
Shouldn't be a problem. Just down the hall, we have all the forms.
Great, great.
Wait, Jimmy, what?
It's all good, man.
That's how he came up with the name, Saul Goodman. Mm-hmm. So this is a show that I think has always been overshadowed by the dramas at the Emmys, particularly Game of Thrones. So if there's any show that's going to punch through, maybe because of the controversy of Game of Thrones finale, it would be a Better Call Saul.
Okay, and in the comedy category, it's Veep's last year, but there are plenty of other big shows, including The Great Barry, Fleabag, and Schitt's Creek. Who do you think is most deserving of this award?
You so confidently say that name. I'm always worried people are going to get fined by the FCC when we
you
say
have to say two T's.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
You have to spell out Schitt's Creek, right? It's not a swear.
Let's just make that clear. Right. but yeah, the comedy category, that's another one where there are a lot of greats. Again, HBO has been really lucky this year. A lot of their shows are favorites to win in major categories. Veep from HBO is a favorite to win here because the star, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is beloved by the Emmy Academy. She has won Best Actress in a Comedy 7 times before now, but there's a lot of other great ones. Fleabag came out of nowhere with a second season that really impressed people. As you mentioned, Schitt's Creek, but Barry is our favorite. We both love this show.
I love Barry.
And Bill Hader playing this, you know, hitman who wants to be an actor. And we've got a clip that shows him with this Chechen mobster who occasionally hires
Noho Hank,
played by the wonderful Anthony Carrigan, who was also nominated for an Emmy. Let's check it out.
I can't work for you anymore, all right? You got to find someone else.
Well, do you know any other assassins?
No.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go to John Wick Assassin Hotel with Help Wanted sign? I mean, what?
I love it. Somehow they can make you laugh about psychopathic assassins.
Well, that's the thing about Barry, by the way, that I think is so great, is that it's hilarious, but it's also, it gets really dark and serious. They just do a great job of all of it.
The show never lets you forget that he is a killer.
Right, exactly.
He sees himself as a good person, but he also has to reconcile the fact that he is capable of incredible violence, and he has killed a lot of people. And the show never, to its credit, never lets you forget that and always kind of brings it back in your face in different ways.
Okay, one more category I want to talk to you about, and that is Outstanding Limited Series. Now, I have to say this is one of the great things I think about television right now are these series that you only have 5 or 6 episodes to watch and you can get through it and it doesn't take, you know, months and months. And you've talked about a lot of buzz around Chernobyl, which was so interesting to watch. What other shows might put up a fight against HBO sweeping this category too?
Yeah, well, you know, this category has gotten a lot more competitive because we've seen this weird shift in television where a lot of projects that normally might have been sort of mid-level movies, movies that you might spend $20 to $60 million to make, they've wound up becoming TV shows. Mm-hmm. So we have something like Escape at Dannemora, which Ben Stiller directed.
Right.
And another example of this is Netflix's When They See Us. Now, this is the project that I hope wins this category because it's this evocative retelling of the Central Park Five, these five young men of color who were unfairly coerced into confessing to raping a woman in Central Park when there was a bunch of unrest and rioting in the park. And this limited series really It tells from their point of view the bruising impact of having a policing system that is sort of shot through with prejudice and unfairness and takes advantage of people of color and takes advantage of the poor. My hunch is that HBO's Chernobyl is going to win this category. Mm-hmm. It's also a really great series that's about a political system that has a hard time facing reality until a nuclear disaster forces it to face facts. And that's also a very relevant story. Mm-hmm. It's possible that HBO might actually have a clean sweep, best drama, best comedy, and best limited series if they get lucky.
Okay, well, I just want to note to our listeners, they don't have to watch the Emmys, which is what we've been talking about, but this should be a reminder of how much good TV is out there. And if you watch, if it's raining where you are and you take a day and you watch any of the shows that we've been talking about, Eric, you will agree, they'll be happy.
They sure will. And in fact, they can use the Emmys as a sort of guide and kind of check in a little bit, especially towards the end of the broadcast when they get to the major categories. It can be a good viewing guide.
That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tanya, I'm watching Years and Years right now.
You are.
It is very
good. I'm watching
good.
Barry, actually.
Oh, Barry is the best.
Yeah.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.